called me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Nance. We had to go to training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shop.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance.
Hello,
all
Chimp fans. This is episode 48 of the Shaved Chimpanzee podcast. We take it away from the Chicago Bears of 85 there with the Super Bowl shuffle.
You know, that reminded me of the Black Eyed Peas on the Grammy Awards.
What'd they do?
It equally blew.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they do that today's going to be a good day?
No, I got a feeling or something.
Because that's a ridiculous song.
I got a feeling they suck.
No, I they're actually not that bad, but that's...
Oh, fuck. What are your standards? Jesus Christ.
Music is very contextual.
Yeah.
It's good for working out. That's good for running. It's good for all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's good. Why are you watching the Grammys?
It's good for turning it off.
I watch the Grammys.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Okay. I thought it said the Grannies.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Okay, so I got a quick question for you. Today's what, the 7th?
Yes.
Okay, so today's the 7th. It's a Super Bowl Sunday. It's just after 11. We're having fun. We're Super Bowl shuffling. Is there a more 80s song than the Super Bowl Shuffle?
No.
That had the synthesizers in it.
Yeah, the electric drum.
The crappy rap.
Yeah.
Meow.
Jesus Christ.
So it was terrible then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good because here comes some more.
You got to wait for Jim McMahon.
No, I think we skipped that part.
Oh, did we?
I think so.
In the fridge?
I think we skipped it all. Oh. Because I just went up and down with the volume because I knew it would be funny if we came back onto it.
And it was still going?
Yes.
Nice.
Funny for who?
Funny for all of us.
Mm.
Come on, you need to lighten up a little bit.
Four and a half listeners.
We're here for jokes.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you want to get serious. Why don't you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Really?
What you like, what you don't like.
Well, we know what he likes because we just heard about it.
Answer to the first question is the American Nazi Party. Answer to the second question is Jews.
I think you.
What you like and don't.
Okay.
So you already started watching the Super Bowl pregame there, Bob?
Yeah. No.
How about you, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got also, and this cord not so good because I'm getting distorted.
No, you're not.
It goes up through Scott's mic stand and comes over to mine. So we've got to episode 48. We have Bob Franch.
I thought it was Freedom.
Bob Freedom with us.
Oh.
And
we've changed it now.
And we've got Scott Voorhees again. And we're going to adjust some levels.
Where's Beulah?
Who's Beulah?
You turned me down.
Yeah, I did turn you down.
Did you want me to turn you on?
I didn't turn you down a lot.
A lot.
No, he sounds about...
How's that?
Are you still active?
Talk.
Yeah,
hello, hello.
Idiot.
These high-quality podcasts.
Okay, so what's going on besides... Are you going to get your nose out of your phone sometime today?
I'm waiting.
He's got to get to her before she turns...
Waiting for what?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Turned it off.
What's going on with that thing?
I'm being inundated with phone porn.
Why on a Sunday morning? Did he just get home from
I don't know.
Church?
It's somebody from Ohio I hadn't heard from in several months.
Your buddy with the race cars?
No.
Your buddy with the other palindromes?
This guy has a huge number of guns.
Guns?
Guns.
Really?
Yes.
What does he have to say about guns?
Well, he's an...
Like some.
He doesn't like guns at all. He wants to own them all, so he'll...
Yeah. He's trying to get them off the street?
No.
Does he do his own toys for tots?
Yeah.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A little anchor man there. Do you know what he's describing?
I don't know.
Sex Panther by Odeon. You know that stupid cologne he wears? You saw the movie, didn't you?
I did, but, you know, it's one of those that I don't remember much.
I don't remember much either. There's a couple of good quotes in it, though, that being one of them.
I remember none of it.
None of it?
Didn't see it.
You didn't see Anchorman?
No.
It's not that great, but it's worth watching.
Way to promote it, though.
It's worth watching, though. But they made two, actually.
The other one went straight to video?
One of them was direct to DVD, and it's almost an entirely different movie, but a similar premise.
Yeah, even different folks, right?
No, it's got Will Ferrell in it.
Does it?
Yeah, it was made basically, it was made from like culled...
In his basement?
No, from culled footage from the original movie, I think. Mm. I'm not sure how long it is, if it's like a full feature. What is going on over there? I see frayed Band-Aids everywhere.
Why are my fingers Band-Aid?
I did watch Extract.
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah.
It was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I liked it.
You know who...
Mike Judge.
Yeah, Mike Judge. Office Space.
It's in my queue.
Beavis and Butthead. King of the Hill.
Right.
Idiocracy. Did you see Idiocracy?
I did.
Did you like it?
Initially, it kind of drug around for a while, but then once you can relax and understand the whole premise of the thing, then
right,
it's okay.
Well, that's good. It's in my queue. For a long time, I didn't feel like watching. Who's in it? Is Dax in it? Dax Shepard?
The Owen guy.
Owen Wilson?
No.
Luke?
The other, Luke Wilson.
The Owen guy. Yeah. Owen Wilson? No, Luke Wilson.
Yeah. I couldn't think of the dude's name, so I knew you'd know. See, it worked out quickly, because as soon as I said Owen, you said Owen Wilson, and
yeah,
it worked out.
Where is Andrew Wilson in it? I thought you turned it off.
I did.
He's just mesmerized by electronics. Okay. So you really didn't turn it off?
I did. I thought I did.
That's
then
more
you
accurate.
Didn't.
Okay. It's off.
And then there's another brother, Andrew Wilson, who hasn't been in that many of their movies. He was in Bottle Rocket, and then we watched him in Whip It last weekend.
Did you really?
Whip
It?
Whip It.
With Ellen Page.
Yes, with Ellen Page. Yeah.
Is she topless in this
she's
movie?
She's Juno. No, she's still like a child.
Is she?
Yeah. It's Juno. You want to see Juno naked?
Sure.
Actually, you know,
yeah,
it is pretty close. She actually is pretty close to being naked because she's a... in her bra and underwear in a pool.
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. I think
the story is pretty decent. What's
that? Drew Barrymore look good?
I don't know.
Drew Barrymore.
She gets her nose broken.
Doesn't do it.
Well, that's good news.
So she does look. She looks really hot.
But don't ruin the story for me.
No, there's nothing to ruin. It's not a movie that
you need
to... You
just told me your nose got broken.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
before.
That's central
to
the story.
Roller derby.
I got to turn you down.
Roller derby?
Me or him?
Turn me down.
Him.
Is it roller derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Austin.
You can't be louder than the host.
No, it's just he's so close that he's getting distorted.
I'm distorted.
He sounds a little bit like Mephistopheles.
Really?
Yeah, that's the devil. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm flattered.
Yeah, it's good. what's on tap for today then if you're not watching the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm going to remove the bed from the truck today.
Really? You sleep there last night?
No. No. I've been
You and your son are going to do that?
Well, it's going to take more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
What kind of bed is this?
It's the bed.
What is that, a 7-footer?
It's 7 foot outside.
Okay. This cat that I used to work with when I was in college, he just had all sorts of cars lying around and stuff like that. He kind of lived out in the country. He had a truck, and then he had the shell of another truck. We removed the bed from the truck that wasn't operational, and we flipped it upside down and slid it on top. He had, like, stakes in those.
Yeah.
What are those holes called? Do they have a specific name?
They are stake holes, I think.
They're called stake holes?
Yeah.
So he had, like, wooden stakes put in there.
Right.
Flipped it upside down, and we just slid it right on top. I don't know why he needed that done, but it was kind of interesting, and there was a lot of intermittent yelling when we were doing it.
And that's
to be expected.
That sounds like quite a hillbilly kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
So then he could sleep in there.
No, he wasn't. I don't know what he was trying to do. Maybe he's protecting his jewels.
I don't know.
But his backyard went right up against the like a portalette place where they would take outhouses
really?
And clean them and store them.
Really? So he's got it. There's like a giant drain there, and they're hosing out the outhouses.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent.
Was it?
Yeah, it is. No, it smelled like industrial cleaner, really. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
No dungage.
But that's got to be pretty depressing, I would think.
Yeah, I don't care.
You have your kids outside and...
Don't get splashed.
Running up against the fence and you see outhouses. Yeah, all over
kid
the
comes back and they've got blue all over their lips. It's like, what the fuck were
he
you
He used
doing?
To brag that there was no crime in his area because there was no people. But he's like, I left $100, and he had a thick Louisiana accent. I left $100 bill on my dashboard and nobody touched it.
Dumbass.
He was trying to prove a point. $100 point.
Oh.
He probably could have done the same thing with $20.
Well, when the car is worth $60 and they wouldn't expect to find a $100 bill on
it. He had a shitload of cars. He had mid to late 80s Camaro Z28 that was the be-all, end-all. Like, he kept a cover on it and stuff like that because he bought it after he came back working on oil rigs.
Mm-hmm.
And he only put Exxon Premium in it.
Okay.
And it was blue, and he was very excited about it. But he never used it, so it started to leak all over the place.
Sure.
Had its own issues.
So why are we removing this bed from this truck now that I understand what kind of bed it is? Because I thought it was like a sleeping bed.
No. We're going to cut the truck up.
Oh.
Do you have an acetylene torch in your... what are you going to cut it up with? Bandsaw?
4.5-inch grinder with cutoff wheels.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do with it? What are you reinforcing it? What are you doing?
I have to C-channel the frame in the rear. Once I get it all cleaned up and get the rear end out of it, then we're going to C-channel the frame so we can lower it.
Oh, that's right.
And drop in the back 6 inches.
You're going to get the wheel wells tubbed? You tubbing it?
Don't need to.
What kind of truck?
It's my dad's.
The 99 Ford 98
Ford.
F-150.
Yeah.
Dual cab.
Not really.
None of that's true. Okay, but you still haven't done anything with the engine?
Not going to.
Not
going to
do anything with it. Are you ever going to drive this thing? Is it going to be a show truck?
No, I'll drive it to take it out Saturday nights.
Let me tell you about my day yesterday.
I don't care.
Now you reminded me. We headed over to the... I needed to drop something in the mailbox, so we headed over to the mailbox.
Which mailbox?
At the post office. It's at Vineyard and 7th Street. On the way there, we passed a live ostrich right by the mailbox.
Just walking?
Well, no, it's in somebody's backyard, but they have an ostrich.
Really?
Yes. Then we proceeded to... after we dumped the thing off at the mailbox, we went out the baseline and we started heading west. And we had to wait because there were several people on horseback crossing the street. Then there was a person had a trailer and they were pulling a dune buggy around. And the dune buggy, you know, like truck nuts?
Yes.
It wasn't truck nuts, though. It was supposed to be somebody's hand hanging from their... what would essentially be the trailer hitch of the dune buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And it had some sort of sign on it, like Dunes from Hell or something, like Dune Devil or something like that. But I don't understand. I guess the idea was that somebody would have been holding on and they would have been dragged and then left for dead, I guess. But it was the sleeve that was tied to the bar, not the hand itself. So didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'm sure they're very excited about it. And they were weaving like motherfuckers. So, and we live approximately 6 miles from downtown Phoenix, and that's the kind of stuff you can expect to encounter.
Hmm.
Just kind of looking for a reaction from someone.
Is there any more to this story?
That's
it. We're going to leave it.
There's a fucking live ostrich less than a mile from my house.
We have cows. We have live cows across the street.
Where?
If you leave going on to baseline, if you were to drive through that big fence that they put up across there, you'd run into the herd.
What fence?
Is it a cow
that's
herd?
That's the Hernandez tortilla family.
What fence? Don't you ever look across when you're going to leave out of the baseline?
No,
I thought that was another subdivision across the street.
No, that's a person's house.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's a farm.
Because it used to be fencing, and you could see the cows and the chicken and everything else running.
Oh, I thought there was a subdivision there.
No.
So there's somebody that refused to sell then.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
I was just going to say you can't see if your head's in your ass.
Actually, you know what's really depressing? I'm tired of leaving the house in the fucking dark. That's what I'm tired of.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't bother me.
Wait until
it doesn't?
March.
No, you know what? It doesn't bother me, but if you leave in the dark and come home in the dark, the double darkness, that really does bother me. Yes.
Now, okay, so the double darkness bothers you, but what do you call it when you're with two black guys at the same time?
Same thing.
Okay,
yeah.
But that doesn't bother you.
Bob calls
well, it
heaven.
Depends.
That's definitely a problem, but I'm really getting tired of driving to work in the dark as well. It's it's getting... Oh.
In March, we...
I know. It's going to happen. We don't do anything in March. In March, everybody else is going to do something with their clock, so it'll be good for us.
We'll be on California time at that point.
So, but yeah, I can't wait till we start seeing the sun a little bit earlier. It's a little depressing.
Really?
I like the sun. You like the sun.
I do
like
the sun, but I don't mind night for fuck's sake.
I don't care for the sun all that
much. How do you like working in that windowless office?
Oh, that little dark box? It's awful.
But
then there's fucking no temperature control
either.
It's
got 40-foot ceilings in it, too, for no apparent reason.
That's right. It's awful. It's a dump.
I heard there was I heard you had a story for me about a bathroom situation.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, you know what?
Area.
I forgot. It's happened. I would think I was here once since that occurred.
I think you might have been, and I forgot to ask about it, but I've been told it's good.
They were having some...
you know where he works?
Community education classes.
For old folks using Medicare. Yeah. It helps them use Medicare better.
The community education classes, and they introduce elderly folks to their brand of... a for-profit Medicare management. I like that. That actually felt good. I got a tingle from that.
Okay, so they really learn how to use Medicare properly. And
I don't know what they do. Anyway, so I go into the bathroom. It's a public restroom. It's close to this classroom, this large classroom.
Yes, sir.
And I walk in, and I'm immediately punched in the face by this pungent dump smell, right?
Right.
I just thought one of the old cats went in there and, you know, got rid of their breakfast and went back to
the class. It was a formidable scent.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And as I walk around the corner to go to the stall there, because you have to make a left. It's you can't see in necessarily. And
right.
Whenever you walk around the corner into the bathroom itself, there's an older dude standing there, I don't know, 70s probably.
Right. Standing there.
Standing there.
In the open.
In the open with a dress shirt on, no pants, and no underwear. Standing there completely naked
from
the waist down.
Were the pants around his ankles or the pants were nowhere to be found?
He's holding his pants. He had already cleaned out the...
He shit himself.
He shit himself. Oh. In the class. And then he went and he had already cleaned out the striped boxer shorts. And he was working on cleaning out
the pants,
the double knit jeans, if you will. You know, the double stitch seams. But remember the old double knit stuff? Like if you sat down, you stand up and the knees would be stretched out. You don't remember that because that shit happened in the 70s. The pants had to be from the 70s. I mean, they don't
really.
They look like... that same style and cut, it was. They had to be leftovers from the 70s.
Probably willed to him when his Sun City neighbor died.
You know, it was, and the guy wasn't bothered at all, standing there bare-assed at the sink, and of course he had shit everywhere in there. Toilet paper everywhere.
What did you
paper
do?
Towels.
Did you proceed
everywhere.
To go to the bathroom, or did you go to another facility?
Oh, I fucking left. I mean, he's standing there. I don't know what I shit all over myself. And
he said that.
Well, yeah, he's standing. I mean, he was just start. He's ready to chat, man. You know,
what,
just have a conversation 70? While he's scooping the dump out of his fucking pants.
He's got nothing else going on. He's
how was the package on him?
You know, it was just some old man balls.
So they were around his ankles.
Yeah, down there. It looked like clackers down around his knees.
Shit-stained balls.
I don't know, man. The dude was just a mess. But he didn't seem to care at all.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I'd shoot myself in the fucking head if I lost control of my bowels.
All right, let's get serious.
Serious.
What are you going to do when you're in that situation?
I would probably gone in, carefully thrown my underwear away.
Right.
And moved on from there. Just went home.
Yeah.
Left the wife at the meeting.
The pants are probably shit stained, though.
I would have. Yeah. What? It didn't matter.
Because he's probably got no solidity to his. I don't even know if that's a word to his shit. Right.
That's probably.
It's probably like a gravy boat.
That's right.
Okay.
I would have just taken
thanks
the.
For that
so it got all over his pants.
I would have taken the 25-year-old Buick and driven home.
And, of course, we're assuming we know what's going to happen when you're in that situation or if I'm ever in that situation.
Oh, you'll
we
be
don't
there.
Know.
You,
we
yeah,
don't
you'll
know.
Be there. You'll be shitting yourself in a week or two.
Just wear diapers and let it go.
Well, the diaper thing would help. It doesn't contain the smell, but at
but
least,
it contains the.
At yeah. least he could have gone in there and.
Soup.
And, changed yeah, himself.
And bagged up his.
the adult diaper
Jesus
changing
Christ.
Area.
So not good is what you said.
Not good. But when I went back, someone had, they apparently called the cleaning folks because the bathroom was completely clean later that day.
I wonder if the roaches like the shit pants or don't like the shit pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a fucking racket, man.
Oh, man.
I don't think there's any amount of money that's worth people shitting themselves in my building.
Oh, Jesus. And then they turn the heat. It's always hot in there.
Of course it is.
You can't breathe. There's no air moving.
Sounds it's like lovely. A mine.
And then now I hear we'll be there for another year.
Well, that beats commuting for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you going to do once that building's gone?
I don't know. I'll do something else.
Are you getting ready to retire?
No.
How much longer?
25 years.
Get out of here. Isn't your house almost paid off?
Uh-huh.
So then you can retire.
What would I do that for?
I don't know.
What am I going to do?
Drop down to halftime.
Something else?
Go back out on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
So that you can be the one cleaning up people's pants.
At this point, I'd be like, you fucking shit yourself.
You better take care of this.
You might want to pop up out of the fucking bed and get yourself a wash rag.
The person's in a coma.
Yeah.
He's trying to reason with them. So have you given any thought to what you want to do then?
I don't know.
You happy doing what you're doing?
I just going to try to stay alive until I can retire.
How about you? You going back out on the floor?
Yeah. No. No.
We were watching this movie the other day, a documentary called God Grew Tired of Us. And it's about the Sudanese kids from the 90s that had to get the hell out of Sudan when the Civil War started.
Yes.
So they basically walked across the desert to Ethiopia. They were about to stay. They were allowed to stay there for a year until that government toppled. Then they had to turn around and walk back all the way, but then keep going to Kenya. And they were in a.
Now they're all winning marathons.
No, they were in a camp in Kenya for a long time, and there's still people there. But I guess earlier in the like 2000 or 2001, the U.S. government paid to bring a bunch of them over here and integrate them into society. And it was about them being introduced into American society.
Yes.
Because they'd never seen electricity. They'd never seen a shower, none of that stuff. And it was just interesting about the amount of stuff we take for granted that these people had no idea about. And what I was thinking is you said you're just trying to survive is – in a bunch of instances, they use the word survive where we use the word live. You know, you got to work to live, that kind of stuff. Or they use the word survive. And I just thought that was very interesting that for them it seems like it's all about just surviving, whereas us, you know, it's about trying to live.
So are they all lawyers now?
Actually, one of the kids got a degree in economics from Pitt. Which
really?
Is a really good school.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's got a good economics program, so that was kind of interesting.
Who paid for that?
I don't know. We paid a little bit of some of it, and then they
you
paid
too?
The rest.
You and the law?
Well, I'm a taxpayer. And what else was interesting is they don't really know at the very early stages what's what. So the guy squirted Edge shave gel in his hands and then proceeded to use it like body lotion.
Or eat it.
No, he didn't eat it. He didn't eat it. But it was, you know, you got to walk a fine line there because you don't want it to become, because they went to the supermarket and they had kind of like somebody that oriented them to everything. But there's a fine line there as the documentarian that you don't want to make them look like buffoons where they start wearing like toilet seats on their head and shit like that, like out of some movie from the 80s.
Oh, come on.
But no, it was really good, actually.
I would have had them all in Depends.
And a lot of the guys
just have them all wearing diapers.
A lot of the
diapers and high top Chuck Taylors.
It'll be good for later on.
No, but a lot of guys thought they lost their whole families in the Civil War, and then the one guy located his whole immediate family, and it was great. And he got to meet his mom.
Brought them all over here.
Brought his mom and one of his sisters, and it was just unbelievable.
And who paid for that?
I think he did, actually.
Justin did.
Yeah, he had three jobs. How many jobs do you have?
I barely have one.
Yeah, me too. How about you?
I have one. Two, actually, but one of them I don't get paid for.
And I'm not interested.
What's that, with the HOA?
Yes.
You consider that a job?
Dude, you have no idea.
I consider it a calling.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they call me at work. They call me at home.
See, that's good. See how I set them up for that?
Yeah.
Call me all the time.
Damn it. So, actually, it's a pretty good documentary, so you might want to check it out.
I don't think so.
It's very emotional when he meets up with his mother again, because he hasn't seen her in, like, 12 years.
Did you break a tear?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you?
You wouldn't have a heart if he didn't. It's good. It's good. Now they're probably jacking cars. But it's, you know, they get screwed because they get, I mean, it's nice that we were able to do anything for them, but, you know, we take them from there, we ship them to Syracuse, New York, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, at least we took care of those. We don't even take care of our own Americans.
Yeah. Sometimes we do.
Hey, we raised a lot of money for Haiti.
Yes, we did.
We did nothing for America.
That's pretty much true. But the what did you want to do for America?
I don't know, but I think it's amazing that we have a ton of homeless people, ton of out-of-work people, but George Clooney can get out there and pull a concert and pull all these people together to raise a ton of money for Haiti. And I'm nothing against, I know it's a tragedy that happened over there, but nobody wants to focus on in-house.
Well, we have a lot of things for those people that they can use as resources. We have shelters that they can go to.
We shut them down. Go on.
There's not a lot of shelters. There's still shelters that are open.
I mean, you know, we're watching budget crutches and time things. We're closing down schools. We're closing down. We're getting rid of police officers. We're taking away so much stuff out there that.
We're trimming the fat when it comes to the police force.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We don't need that many.
Okay, good.
They don't do anything anyways.
Well, no.
What do they do?
There's not enough of them to do anything.
Ah. Where are we doing this?
Here in Phoenix. Oh, that's right. You don't have the news anymore.
We have a couple of big shelters here.
Yeah. Okay.
We have resources for people. They're not the greatest resources in the world, but they're more resources than these Haitians have.
No, I understand that.
How are things in Haitia, anyways?
But we also didn't do anything.
The news media, they're just tired of it now. They've made their money.
Yeah, they're moved on.
They've moved on. So. Are you still going over there?
Going over where?
On your diatribe.
Yeah, no. Not going to Haiti. Nobody went there to begin with. Now all of a sudden something happens. Everybody pays attention.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It was they were saying that like 200,000 people needed to live in tents. And I was like, well, how many of those people had houses to begin with?
Yeah, exactly.
They probably now have shelter.
And all of a sudden they can expedite all these adoptions and people that have waited 5 years to adopt a kid got them in overnight delivery.
Are you going to get one?
No.
When's yours arriving?
No. I'm not getting a Haitian child.
No Haitians? No.
I could use a couple this afternoon.
To help you with the bed?
Help me lift some of that shit.
Why don't you stop by Home Depot?
Because I don't trust the dudes, man.
We'll go
what are they going to do?
If they drop something, I'd kill them,
and then I'd have to
fucking bury them. And I mean, all the mess that would go along, I'd have to clean up the shit from them in the garage. It's just not worth it.
Don't pay them.
I think if you're willing to pay them, they'll do it for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay them.
Okay.
So you have to, why do you have to pull the, you can't do that stuff? You have to flip it upside down to do this stuff, or?
To do what stuff?
Whatever, to C-channel it?
No, that's the frame.
You're doing the frame, so you got to get rid of the bed.
Yeah, it's got to go over upside, and it's going to be on its upside so I can get to the bottom part.
You're going
to
lean it up against your wife's car?
Yeah. Clean it all up and repaint the underside.
How's she doing? Still PT cruising?
Yeah.
It's doing well?
No, it's a piece of shit, but she likes it.
Is it having any trouble?
No.
It's fine then. She drives, what, 8 miles a week?
Yeah, something like that.
That sounds like our cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
The Jetta now has 7,000 miles. It's 19 months old.
Nice.
I'm tickling 40.
In 2 years? Three. It's probably getting close to three.
Yeah, it'll be three in June.
Yeah, because I remember when I came back to that place of employment, you were looking around. And I've been there. I've been back for 3 years now. So, all right. So what else we got on the agenda? We got anything? You have no more shit stories? No more geriatric stories?
I did go for quite a ride.
Yesterday?
Friday.
Oh, you were off Friday?
No. I was at work Friday. But I went to lunch on Friday.
Oh, okay.
With
so you're in the went to lunch in a BMW M3 all souped up.
This cover car for European Car Magazine.
Yeah.
The March edition.
Yes.
It's the actual cover car, the four door. It's very nice.
So you went for a ride?
Very speedy.
Were you allowed to steer it?
No.
Where'd you go to lunch?
I
don't care about the car.
Blue Burger.
Oh, you went back to Blue Burger?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Kobe beef.
Kobe Bryant?
No.
That'll be a D5 question. Kobe beef or Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
I don't know. Blue Burger's all right.
It was good.
You really like it?
Oh, yeah.
Been back to Meatballs, have you?
No.
It was
haven't
all
right. been. That was okay, too.
It was okay.
What was that place you drug us out to?
That was Blue Burger.
No, that cavern place. On the
oh, Carlsbad Tavern. Oh, I think drag is an inappropriate word.
It was drag.
You ever been to Carlsbad Tavern?
I don't think so.
It's Hayden and Thomas, basically.
I have no reason to go there.
It's actually not that bad. I had the habanero burger, and it was hot, but that's about it.
It had no flavor.
It had no flavor other than heat.
How much did it cost?
And we had to keep
it was $12.
Well, that's okay. What kind of meat?
I don't know. Might have been Angus. Might have been Kobe. I don't think it was Kobe, though. Bryant or beef. But you could see huge pieces of habanero in it.
Testicle.
No. But it was okay. I mean, I went there because I figured it was a challenge. But it didn't taste that good. It was just heat. That's all.
He enjoyed the macaroni.
Oh, man. Best mac and cheese I've ever eaten.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
They serve it on a warm tortilla. Comes out on a plate on top of a warm tortilla. And then the cheese sauce kind of melts into the tortilla, so it gives you something nice to eat after you're done with the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you need a lard-made tortilla after you eat the mac and cheese.
Yes, you do. That's good. Absolutely do.
You
very good.
Won't shit for 9 days.
It's very good. It's really good. I don't know how fresh the tortilla is, but it was really, really good. Good stuff.
It was good.
Yes. So it wasn't, you know, but I was hoping the burger was going to be good, but it wasn't that great. So
you're just really not interested in the car thing.
Nah, it's okay. What did you want to tell me about it specifically?
Never mind.
Why don't you tell me about it?
It's like talking to women at a baby shower.
Well, what do you want to tell me about the car? Is it your car?
No, it's not my car.
Why are you excited about it then?
Because it's special. It's special.
Why is it special?
Because it's half carbon fiber.
Yeah, that makes it special. But it's got a supercharger on it that adds a little bit more zoom to it.
Well, yeah, isn't it like almost 600 horsepower now?
600 horsepower, yeah.
And it started out like 440 or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's around 4 somewhere.
Yeah.
So did you get to drive it real fast?
I didn't drive it
fast. I don't think he'd be allowed to touch it.
Drive it really fast.
Yeah.
Where were you, on Thunderbird?
No, we went down the 101 to Northern.
What'd they get it up to?
I don't know. A ton plus.
Did you get to sit in the front or the back?
I sat in the front.
And you had fun?
I was touching myself.
Did you get a little scared when it took off?
No.
I heard that you may or may not have soiled yourself. That was the version of the story I heard.
That somebody walked in and you were in the bathroom with your pants.
it's very nice. No.
And you were washing out your underwear.
It came all the way from Germany, right? You ordered the car from there?
Yeah.
It had to be shipped over?
Well, that's where they're built.
They don't build any here? They don't have any plants here?
Yeah, they do. BMW does.
I thought they did.
South Carolina, I believe.
Because I know but Mercedes
the M,
has a couple.
The M cars are...
They're all from Germany. Yeah. So what's your... and your verdict is you're going to get one?
No.
Because right now...
It's, the verdict is I've often wondered, could you... Is it tactile? Is it visceral? Can you tell that there's that much money involved in some of these cars? And the verdict is yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
So it would be worth it to spend the extra money?
Yes.
If you had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if
the
you
sound,
had the money,
it just interior, it's very smooth and quiet until you need it to do something else, and then it turns into this monster.
And is it paddle shifters or is it
yeah,
6-speed?
Yeah, it's a 7-speed automatic, but it's paddle shifted. And
wow.
The shifts are instant. It's like, but that's been upgraded as well. That's been retuned as well as the engine.
And I guess a lot of the aftermarket stuff isn't even BMW. It's some high performance outfit.
There's ESS did the supercharger, and it's a centrifugal supercharger. It's kind of it's belt driven, but it looks like half a turbo. It's not like a Roots mount that a Roots type that goes into the top of the intake. So it looks like half a turbo, but it turns at determined engine speed by the size of the pulley on the turbo, on the supercharger.
This is where you're losing most people.
Oh, okay. Well,
most of the listeners.
Yeah.
Most of the listeners, really?
Yeah. Two out of four just dropped off.
Well, they will when they
hit. Anyway, it's predictable and controlled. It's not jarring like some other cars I've been in. Very smooth and quiet.
Even when it gets punched?
Even when it gets punched, the exhaust note in the cabin with the windows up, it sounds like a very nice audio of a ridiculous V8. And then the shifts are so quick, it's kind of a pop, kind of a race car type pop that you hear whenever they shift. It's like rally car sound, you know.
Are you thinking of replacing your car?
Yeah, eventually.
Well, obviously, eventually. But thinking seriously?
Uh-huh.
Soon?
Probably not too soon. I have a financial commitment to this project in the garage.
Oh, with the truck? What's that going to be all told? 10 Gs?
Much more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot more than that?
We've got like six just in the... in the stereo stuff.
And oh, that's right.
Some more to buy there.
So who's going to drive that once it's done? Are you going to drive it or your son's going to drive
it? No,
it'll
either or.
He can, but it's going to stay at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be garaged all the time.
You're going to get it repainted?
Yeah.
Same color?
I think same color, but get it that matte finish.
I would really like it if you would get a crucifix put on the back window.
And why would I do that?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
Just as a tribute to the big guy, the bearded fellow.
Santa Claus?
Yes. Santa Claus.
Watch out, we have a dog in the area.
Yeah. She's your buddy, isn't she?
Come on, you little bitch. Come on up here.
She's doing all right. We've got dog issues in the house. Oh, Kashi has valley fever.
Really?
Yeah. She's on meds. For 6 months.
Yeah.
I guess most instances it lasts like a year, but they said hers is not profound enough that it should take that long.
That's good. And you mean you caught it in time.
And where's it at? Yeah. All pulmonary at this point?
I guess it's really tough for them to tell. They can either tell you if they have it or they don't have it. And then I guess if they did an x-ray of her lungs, they could probably tell us. But at this point, that's not really going to help us because she doesn't really cough or anything. We took her in because she had had some GI stuff on and off for a few weeks. And I kept saying, you know, if it continues, we'll take her in. And then it would stop and then it would start again. And then finally I was like, yeah, let's take her in. They ran some blood on her. They said that she had a high liver one of her liver enzymes was high.
Well, she's a drinker.
They didn't know why. And then they didn't know why, but they were still waiting for some results. And then they called a couple days later and said, She tested positive for Valley Fever, but it's not a really bad case.
That's good.
And then they said they didn't really know if the GI stuff was related to that or if the liver enzyme was related to that. So we treat that, and then...
Well, and then you just get her off the sauce. That'll help.
In a couple of... Yeah, she's got cirrhosis. First dog with a case of cirrhosis. I took her to...
As much as you ever drinking.
Colorado State University as a test case because they've got a good veterinary school up there. So, yeah, so she's all right. So we'll get her retested for the liver enzyme and stuff like that in a couple of months and see if it is related to the... The thing is, I worry because she's 10, so anytime anything goes awry,
yeah,
want to get it looked at.
That's right.
She's 10, so I'm not talking about a puppy anymore. All right, so what else we got? We got to bring it up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, we got to bring it. Bring the pepper.
All right.
Bring the pepper.
I saw Avatar.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
in 3D?
In 3D.
Did you go with Robert?
Did you see it?
Freedom?
No.
No, he didn't see it.
Yeah, okay.
So how was it? Where is this 3D theater?
It's the Cinemark that's down in Riverview.
Oh, that's okay. That's the Mormon one, right?
Yes. Yeah, the one that
okay.
They didn't want built. And
right. And then the did you wear your own 3D glasses
no,
for that?
No, you actually get them when you buy the ticket. And they're actual like...
It's but you have almost, to return them, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but they aren't used for anything else, so you might as well recycle them. So.
They throw them in the garbage?
No, they have a recycling box.
Which means they just spray them down and then give them to the next people.
Possibly, but then they have to put them back in bags and seal them.
Oh, okay. So that's what you did? You bought them? Is it included in the price of the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay,
ticket,
so how much is one ticket?
$12.50.
Well, that's not much more than a regular ticket, is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit higher. We went like a matinee. No, we didn't. That was $7.15. I don't know. It was $50 for four.
Okay.
So.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
Did
Absolutely.
You like the story or did you just like the effects? Because that's what I keep hearing.
Well, I was trying to adjust to the 3D because that was a little off because I'm wearing glasses all of a sudden and
right.
That bothered me a little bit. So, you know, I had to get used to that. But then, I mean, the storyline, you know, and quoting a podcast that I heard a couple weeks ago, you know, followed the same format and, you know, a hero fights a villain and then the hero conquers.
That's not what I said. I
okay.
said that the...
Unquote.
The story is formulaic with these comic book movies, and the,
yeah,
I was specifically saying, no, not every movie is, I'm going to become exactly what this indestructible character is, and then I'm going to fight this character. That's how Iron Man was. That's how, what was the other one?
Every fucking one I've ever seen has been like that.
What's that?
Are there blue
tits? Oh, the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk.
Can you see breasts in this movie?
Yeah, I tried.
Avatar? They'd be blue, wouldn't they?
Well, that's okay.
Well, they haven't covered pretty well. But
oh,
do they?
Shit.
It's just an amazing...
What's this Smurf thing rated?
I think it was PG-13.
You're not going to say that.
So.
Jesus Christ.
Those days are past PG-13, seeing a nipple slip.
Yeah.
So. Back in the 80s, you could get that, but not
but
now.
With all the hype and all the money it's made, I completely understand why now.
It's made over $1 billion already, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I know it surpassed Titanic, so...
Oh, boy.
Did you like Titanic?
It was okay.
Did you see it?
I saw her or with her.
Yeah.
Was there nudity in that?
Oh, yeah.
Kate Winslet
car.
Had her things out.
If you want to see Kate Winslet naked, you could watch Little Children.
Or what's the other one?
What do you think I am?
The one where she's
yes.
going after that young kid, the reader.
Oh, yeah. I hear she's naked a lot in there.
A lot. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Avatar and Titanic, you can see the similarities with the whole James Cameron thing.
Yeah. With the, you know, the thing that I saw Titanic, and I hated it. And I thought the one thing I would like were the effects in it. But the effects, to me, I thought it would be really cool, the whole idea of the ship actually going into the water and, like, holding
right.
somebody holding a railing and just
right.
looking down and seeing the ship sink into the water and just knowing that death was minutes away. But when I watched it, I was like, this doesn't even look real. It looks animated. So even the reason I watched the movie was I just thought was it failed for me, but that's me. Did you watch it? I didn't listen to your answer the first time.
Yeah, I watched it. But since I knew the story ahead of time, I really wasn't interested.
Yeah, I hear it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Somebody said
Rose
that.
Rose and Jack.
This kid, no, not that. The Titanic, the ship sinking. Somebody told me that they were, at the time they were in community college, and somebody was in their class and they were talking about Titanic, and somebody actually said, I hear it's based on a true story.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. My friend, a friend of mine teaches
so
community Avatar. College now. He would attest that people in his classes are that dumb.
Oh, boy.
Avatar's based loosely off of a true story.
Oh, yeah?
Loosely.
Yeah, in that it's got people in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he said that my friend, he has, you know, office hours a couple of times a week so that his students can come in and ask him questions and lobby for higher grades, that kind of nonsense. He said that a student brought her baby with her to have a discussion with him, and while he was talking to her, the baby farted in his office. Nice. How do you handle that?
Who cares?
What do you do?
You don't need to do anything.
No.
It's her baby. And hopefully the kid's got a diaper to contain whatever was included with the fart.
Obviously, but that's kind of an awkward thing. You're trying to have a conversation, a baby lets rip.
Well, that's fine. Now, it would be more awkward if
it was
he
the mother
or the mother
yeah.
let it rip.
There was one of my high school teachers apparently had a discussion with some girl in my class, and while she was in there, he farted in his office and proceeded to tell her it was very natural to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
As he unzipped his pants
no,
and touched
no.
himself because it's very natural to
no.
do that. Oh.
So you're happy with Avatar? Are you going to see it
yeah.
again before it leaves the theaters?
I don't know. I mean, it's 3 hours, so.
Jesus Christ.
But it didn't feel like 3 hours, which was nice, because when I first sat down, I was like, okay, this is going
to
be 3 hours.
I need a pause button no. for 3 hours.
You have
hours.
To go to the bathroom. Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you
for a three-hour movie, I need to.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no intermission.
What? No.
So you're expected
to
sit there with a full bladder. No, they used to do intermissions
yeah,
for long
okay,
movies.
No. For those of us that actually can contain ourselves, we can last.
I think there's more of us who can't than
well,
those
then
of
that's
you
your
who
problem,
can.
Man. Take you and your small child out to the restroom every hour.
I don't have a small child. Oh, you mean, okay. Yeah. It is the size of a small child. Okay, I do need to go back to this whole issue of comic book movies, because I don't like to be misinterpreted.
I'd rather go back to the car.
I know, you've been sour since the whole thing came up. Okay, so the movies are very formulaic. I don't mind a formulaic story, but it's a specific formula they seem to follow, a specific formula all of them seem to follow, which is the Hulk. They created a monster just like the Hulk to fight the Hulk. Iron Man was the same thing. They created like a bigger Iron Man character to fight Iron mm-hmm. Man. And it's like, what's new? They're wearing different costumes.
Okay,
that's it.
But look at that formula and then go back to Superman Returns, where it's Superman versus Lex Luthor. You know, as much as Lex Luthor is a primary character in the Superman
right.
genre, it doesn't work in the movies because you're not fighting somebody that's as equal to him in the aspect of he can't.
Superman had Margot Kidder and her giant bush.
Where's her giant bush from?
From the.
Did they show it in the movie?
Nah, no. Shortly afterwards she thought
some
she
other
needed
movie?
To do a Playboy shoot.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and then she went boy. Nuts, right?
Well, I
yes.
think she was fucking nuts anyway.
Coincidentally, they found her naked in a bush several years later.
It's true.
She had gone nuts.
Yeah. Popped her fucking cork.
But I don't think you need to have somebody that's equal strength to the hero. I think as far as Lex Luthor, as long as the person's smart enough to come up with ways to.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, people hated the movie because he didn't fight somebody in the sense of flying or the superpowers or
I
something
suppose.
Like that.
I mean, was there nobody else available? Margot Kidder, really?
That was the, well, and then you had Christopher Reeve, too. Was he the best option?
Oh, I thought he made a great Superman, personally.
Really?
Just the first two.
Now, were you aroused by the naked child? When they found him in the ditch, with his little
no.
bedita hanging out.
You know, I got to tell you, I think Christopher Reeve.
He doesn't even want to joke about it.
I think Christopher
Please.
Reeve did do a good Superman.
You think?
I do. But Margot Kidder, Fuck.
She was fine back then.
Oh, Jesus Christ, she was not. She had fine. This fucking speech impediment.
Jimmy Olsen.
It's like you found her on the short bus.
Who played J. Jonah Jameson in the Superman movies?
Well, that's the...
I knew you were going to get angry. I knew it. That's good.
What?
J. Jonah Jameson's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
That's a whole other universe.
He's the guy with the two-tone flat-top haircut. The white and then the gray.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The cigar.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson.
It was Perry White.
Perry
was
White.
Was that Ernest Borgnine?
Yeah, I think he might have been in that.
No.
Airwolf.
Is that guy dead?
Ernest Borgnine?
Jan Michael Vincent.
I don't know, but was he messed up in a car accident?
Is he dead or is...
No,
I don't know.
No, he's still alive.
He's like a drunken homeless dude.
He's
he was messed up.
He
majorly fucked up.
Yeah, he got in a motorcycle accident without a helmet, I think.
No, that was Gary Busey.
No, him too, but he...
That motherfucker cracked his melon on a curb, man, and he hasn't been right since.
Look at your mouth, it's like a line of urinals.
Gary Busey.
So Jan Michael Vincent, was he in Airwolf or in Blue Thunder?
Retards are funny.
Airwolf.
Yeah, he was on...
Roy Schneider was in Blue Thunder, wasn't he?
Yes. But I'm talking about the TV show Blue Thunder.
Yeah, I think that was...
Wasn't Schneider the super in One
He was.
Day at a
what was that guy's
name?
Ms. Romano. I don't remember what his name was. Bonnie Franklin was Ms. Romano.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Phillips, who was having sex with her father.
Valerie
Bertinelli just held up well, man.
She just wrote a book because she just lost a bunch of weight.
Jimmy Craig, man.
Holy shit.
She's from Shreveport, Louisiana.
She got rid of Eddie Van Halen. She's back on top, man.
And then Eddie Van Halen looks like the old lady from The Simpsons.
You know, somebody.
He's got mouth cancer, man. Leave the man be.
He
doesn't have it anymore. He's done.
He had it.
He's got him some teeth now.
How did he have that giant kid? Because he's just a little guy.
I don't know.
Isn't his kid giant?
Yeah.
Wolfgang?
Wolfie.
Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen.
Who's
That's
now in
name.
Van Halen?
Is he the bassist?
Yes.
That is a great name.
Took Michael Anthony's spot.
You know Michael Anthony's like 5.5 feet tall. He's also a little guy.
Sings at a very high pitch.
Well, you know, they ceased to exist after David Lee Roth left.
He's part of Chicken Foot now, so...
Oh, yeah. Is that where he took his Jack Daniels bass?
Yeah, it was Sammy. Do some Cabo-ing.
Yeah, they're buddies, right? And they're both outcasts from the band.
Right.
So who's singing for Van Halen now?
I don't even know.
No one. They're defunct.
If Wolfgang's playing the bass for him, somebody's got to be singing.
Well, David was on tour with them last time I heard, and then that always falls apart about 3 months in.
Yeah,
surprised it makes it 3 days.
They get angry at each other for whatever reason.
They were a good band in the early 80s.
Yeah, early.
They were very
late
good.
Late 70s. You know, that first album came out like in 78
late
or 70s, 9.
Yeah.
I have that on vinyl.
The last discovered
by Kiss, by
album
way.
With David Lee Roth was 1984, right? Which was
their big
album.
And it was
And
bad.
Then they died.
Because he took Eddie off of playing guitar and put him on keyboard. It was stupid.
Well, yeah,
that was on Jump.
Yeah, he played keyboard on Jump.
Yeah, but listen to the whole the CD's.
I thought the album was pretty good for the day.
Yeah. There's a big guitar solo in Jump.
Yeah. There's a big guitar solo in pretty much all their songs.
Yeah.
My favorite Van Halen song is Unchained, which I think is from, no, it's not from Diver Down. It's from maybe Van Halen 2.
It's not from All the Children or whatever that Children one.
I don't know
their name.
Smell the Children? That's a Marilyn Manson album. Isn't that a Marilyn Manson album?
Yeah, it is.
Smells like Children.
It smells like Children.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys ready to do this Dichotomy 5?
You know, is time flown already?
No, but we can do that. And
that's right. This doesn't mean the end. I was lecturing.
Are you coming in here?
Okay, hurry up. I've got to piss.
Grab ass in the other room?
I have to piss bad.
Do you?
It's just, you know, urgency.
At his age, we
fucking
may want
to
get this.
Did you want to go before we start this? Then?
I would.
We can talk amongst ourselves.
Did you want to go before we start this?
No, it'll be fine.
Well, then let's talk about water, trickling brooks.
we could talk about the car again.
Well, then I need to go to the bathroom.
Special fucking car.
I thought you were going to need to be in the bathroom for that.
I've never been in a room of with males and.
Not
want to
talk about a car.
No interest in cars whatsoever.
We talked about it for 5 minutes. We're not going to give it a whole half a show.
I had no interest.
It's worthy of it's worthy of an entire show.
If it was your car, that's fine.
No, I still have no interest.
Okay, we're ready. We're ready now. No peeking. Saskatchewan Rough Riders or Ottawa Rough Riders?
I don't give a fuck about any kind of fucking Canadian fucks.
Is that Olympic sport?
We're going to start with Scott.
Is that a new Olympic sport?
No.
Oh.
What are you choosing?
I'll take the Ottawa because I'm not sure what the other one is.
So. Okay. How about you? Smiles.
BMW M3, I think.
Is that going to be your answer to everything?
Vorsteiner carbon fiber.
I still don't understand the carbon finder part.
Saskatchewan
sealskin bindings. You remember that from Super Dave Osborne?
No.
Did you watch Bazaar?
No.
You never did?
No.
Did you watch Bazaar?
No. We're Americans.
It was an American show.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
All right. Next one.
I think it was on Showtime or something.
I think it was a Showtime show.
Yeah.
Loth, Lady Gaga or Radio Gaga? Bill.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Lady Gaga.
How about you?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Okay, we're back to Scott. Radon gas or Radon Chong?
Well, Radon Chong.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Radon Chong?
Absolutely.
I'll go with the Radon gas.
Okay. Loth.
And what would you do with it?
What would you do?
You know what
radon
I read
chong?
About radon gas?
I know what I do with radon chong.
They said that radon gas may cause cancer, and then they said if you're a if you smoke in your house with radon gas, it raises your chance of getting lung cancer.
What a shit! That's from California Air Research Board or something, right?
It's just ridiculous. Okay.
Radon chong. Is she okay?
I don't know. It's been a long time since she's been out in the public eye, so I would guess no.
I bet she's okay.
Let's see.
Very attractive.
Peloponnesia or Mesopotamia?
Mesopotamia.
How about you, Bob?
Okay.
Which one?
Peloponnesia.
Okay.
I have no idea what either one of those are.
So just guess.
Okay, the second one.
Okay. There wasn't one of the options. Scott, State Department or Department of Energy?
Department of Energy.
State Department.
Department of Energy.
Okay, so that's five. Department of Energy, do you know the whole nuclear program was under them and not under defense?
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Under the Bush administration.
That's weird, though, that it was under the Department of Energy and not the Department of Defense.
Well, they thought those fucking atoms have a lot of energy, so.
Well, did you need to go to the bathroom? You coming back? What are you doing?
Careful there, little girl. Oh, she is good. Did you see that?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's very light on her feet.
I'm telling you, man, she just.
You still mad at her from last time?
When she bit the fuck out of me all over the place.
She bite the fuck out of you.
That caused the termination of the last 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
She bit you. She
fucking chewed my hands all over the fucking place.
She jumped up on him one time, and then when he came over, and then later on, he was like, you know, I don't remember exactly what you said, but you were like, you know, you pop the motherfuckers once, and they don't do that.
I just loved the podcast last week. You guys are all talking about something. All of a sudden, it goes blank, and he goes back, and he goes, and that's all I really had to say about that. Thank you. Be guys to talk.
Yeah, because we lost the 15 minutes because you needed to find out how old Norm MacDonald was.
So you fucking shut down everything to find out.
No, I didn't shut down. I ran out of resources. I should probably check,
goes,
actually.
But that's exactly. He goes back, and that's what Norm MacDonald had to say. And then it goes right into be nice to dogs.
Yeah.
And
I was we were done.
I was listening to my wife, and I'm like, what the hell just happened?
You shouldn't listen to your wife. She's listening to the show.
I was listening to the show.
Okay. Do you need to take a leak?
I don't listen to either.
You need to go, or what do you doing?
I do need to go, but it's okay.
You can wait.
I can probably wait.
You sure?
If I can't, I'll get up and fucking
carbon,
go.
Explain carbon fiber or whatever you're talking about.
It's very strong and very light.
Right. It's very expensive.
What is it? Is it like the body material? Or
yeah.
What? Oh, okay.
They replace the hood and the trunk, right? They actually have roof panels you can replace. They replace the steel body panels with carbon fiber.
So if it's in an accident, does it shatter?
Yeah, it'll.
Did you hear about YB's near-death experience?
No.
Speaking of carbon fiber,
no.
No.
His bike, the frame of his bicycle broke, and he was in the middle of riding, and it broke like by the hub. I guess what is that called? Like a on a motorcycle, it's the swing arm, isn't it?
Not on the front. Was it?
No. This is in the back.
Yeah.
The swing arm in a motorcycle, isn't it? What goes from
right.
What is that? Give me the technical terminology.
Well, it mounts to that's the part of the frame that moves, lets the suspension work. You got shocks on the top and then a swing arm that will move, but on the bike it's just rigid.
Yeah, it's rigid and it broke.
Wow.
Right.
Okay,
in
you
half.
Guys do know as you're motioning your hands around that as we're a podcast nobody sees that.
No, we have a video podcast out there that can
again?
Be found. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shave Chimpanzee Vidya. VIDJA. Vidya.
DustyVagina.com.
We're gonna have a lot of mistakes going there.
So it broke. So he had to basically carry it out to the road, and I think he found a Walmart or something like that and got some duct tape. And got two pieces of metal.
Oh, I thought maybe he purchased a Schwinn at the Walmart.
No.
And rode home.
And
with it on his
so
back.
He put two pieces of metal on either side of the bar that broke and then duct taped it together and then prayed like hell as he pedaled home. And he made it
but
home.
But if he was in the middle of riding and it broke, wouldn't it have thrown him?
No. Because it's not the only bar that holds that whole thing into place. But it's long term, it would have been a real problem.
Right.
And it would not have been safe to pedal home on a street with cars whizzing past you.
And he couldn't have called one of you fellas to come get him?
No.
Well, Bob's closer.
Where was he?
You know where you were going, I'm sure.
It was northeast, somewhere up there, like McDowell Mountains, around there somewhere.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's nice to know that you guys are available for that.
Well, he's got a whole bicycle community that he can look to
it was
for
just
help.
Nice, so I said, could he have called either one of you? Both immediately said no. You guys didn't even think about it.
Well, he could have called.
I'm still a little sore that he was sending me text messages while I was on vacation because he needed help with things at work. So we got any vacation coming up? Anything you're doing? Special? Trips to Vegas? Anything? Spring break?
A week in April, bike week again. It's here again.
Bike week here?
Yeah.
Scottsdale.
Rat will be there.
Are they?
Yeah.
New CD drops in March.
They're
Infestation.
If you just for the admission to Westworld, you can see Rat for free.
Wow.
How much does Westworld cost to get into?
Well, I do the whole week thing, and it's not very much. Might be like $50 this year for the whole week. So you go in, and there's all the vendors and all. I mean, then every night there's a concert.
And Rat's the main.
Nah, that's early in the week.
Who else is going to be there? Do we know?
Blackfoot.
Vince Neil.
Really?
By himself?
Band. Yeah.
He's got his own band?
Vince
He's
Neil
got two
band
CDs, man.
Is going to be there. George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
They're still together.
Apparently.
He's still alive. And
bad to the bone.
And then,
apparently he is bad to the bone.
And drinking alone.
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks. Okay, what is that
he's a local,
country?
Yeah, local. Well, it's kind of country pop stuff. It's not, you know how it is.
Picking and a grinning.
It's not that twangy stuff. It's country pop stuff that they do nowadays.
Like Brooks and Dunn?
Taylor
Swift. I don't know anything about Brooks and Dunn.
You know, that girl can't sing worth a fuck.
No, she can't.
Jesus.
She showed that on the Grammys.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch that, too,
yeah,
on the Grammys?
It was awful.
I thought you turned it off.
Stevie Nicks sings like a fucking billy goat anyway, you know.
They had a cover for her.
But Taylor Swift was awful.
I will say, though, Lady Gaga, I thought she proved that she can sing.
Didn't she prove that she had a dick during that as well?
She does not have a dick, I can
was
promise you.
She had camel toe going or something?
She had, you could, well, on that, there was, yeah. There
I've
was,
never seen her. Doesn't she look like some guy in drag?
No.
Somebody said she did.
No,
yeah,
she's
no.
cute.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Not bad.
And that, there's another, that surprised me, the Pink.
Oh, yeah, when
I
she came out.
You know what?
Water.
I never thought one way or the other about anything. But then there was one song they play over and over and over at the gym about this this relationship breakup thing. It's actually lyrically good and musically interesting. And I think, who is that? That's Pink. I'm like, okay. So I put it in storage. Well, then on this Palladia, this HD channel.
Oh, yeah, for Cox, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Pink concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sifting through there, and the fucking concert was really staged. It was really well done. I mean, high quality stuff. And I'm sitting there watching a Pink concert. Do you believe it? And then her performance on, yeah. And then her performance on the Grammys was really good. I mean, it's, I don't know,
now,
man.
Did you happen into a room in your house with a TV that was displaying the Grammys, or did you flip on the TV specifically to watch the Grammys?
When I came home from the gym, the Grammys was on.
Okay. And that was last Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the 3D parts of it?
Yeah, I did. I actually got the glasses and everything.
Did you use the glasses that you got at Avatar?
No, we saw Avatar. You couldn't use them. I heard a lot of people complaining about it because Target gave away glasses.
I'm going to start
okay.
pissing.
That's fine. Go ahead. There's special 3D glasses you got to have now?
For Avatar?
I thought
I don't know, 3D glasses were 3D. No, they were. They look like
a welder's mask.
No, they look like shades that like a blind person would wear. I mean, they're dark flamed and dark thing. I mean, seriously, we look like a bunch of blind people in the audience. I was laughing at one point.
Huh?
It's nothing like
the old days.
The glasses for the Grammys you could get at Target for free,
right?
And they had the red and blue, and I could tell they were just.
So it was the same. The Grammys were the same technology as always, but the James Cameron was a new technology?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the technology that he was waiting for to be invented?
For the movie?
Yes.
I don't,
because that's what I keep hearing.
Maybe it was the whole 3D effect or something. I don't know, but it was visually amazing.
Stunning?
Absolutely. I mean, it was, you know, I was telling her, I was like, you know, they gave him credit for
who's
all
this.
Who's her? Yeah, my wife.
Your wife, yeah. Okay.
What are we calling her this week?
Whatever you'd like to call her.
Dolores.
Morgan.
Morgan.
Morgan Fairchild.
Well, that isn't bad.
Yeah.
Early 80s Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, you know, I was talking with Morgan, and I was telling her that.
Nice.
You know, I didn't think the creatures were all that advanced as far as imagination went because
right.
there was what I would consider horses, and they were horses except with extra legs. There were these creatures that looked like dogs, Dalmatian? No.
Dalmatian?
No. It's Doberman.
That's Doberman?
Yeah. So they look like those, you know. So they had a lot of the same... You know, because I don't think your imagination can expand past what you already know sometimes. And,
yeah.
You know, you just embellish off of what's right. already there. So, but, you know, just the concept behind it because, you know, it's a military group and a scientific group. And basically they go into pods that they lay down in. They go to sleep, basically.
Right.
And that's how they link with their avatar, who then become part of the real world. So.
So these pods, are these pods like... virtual reality type
in a
things.
Sense, yeah, they lay down in and they put a thing that links into them, and then they shove up and they basically they're sleeping then. But if they're awakened, then their avatar basically drops
okay.
and becomes motionless.
Okay. And there's a lot of racial subtext to the movie.
I don't know.
Because aren't they trying to dominate these blue people or something like that, or treating
yeah.
them like
well,
animals or something?
One of the comments that comes out was they destroyed their mother and now they're here to destroy ours. And,
okay.
and we
so
destroyed
are the
mother.
Blues the blacks?
No.
Who are the blacks?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Are the blues the Jews?
Because there's a lot of, you know, you told me about District 9. Somebody mm-hmm. else told me about District 9, and it seems like there's a lot of metaphor in District 9 about
absolutely
the political situation.
Absolutely.
Now.
But the thing I liked about District 9 is we always watch these alien movies where we're the inferior race.
Right.
But we're actually the superior race in this. We've segregated them. We put them in a box. We made them where we put them where they needed to be. They were still had advances on us, but they didn't.
Right.
Yeah, so... Good movie.
3 hours, huh?
Still need to watch that. District
yeah.
9.
Maybe I'll watch District 9. Because it's in, I think it's in Blu-ray.
It's a documentary on how aliens come to our planet. Does that help at all?
Yeah, because it's like a documentary inside a movie, isn't it? Isn't
I
there
just,
a documentary?
If it's called a documentary, I'll know you watch it.
So. No, I like normal features, but I also like documentaries. No, yeah. They're fun. I watched Sherlock Holmes. And hated it.
Yeah, there you go. Enough said.
I've been hearing a lot of critics think it was shit, too.
That's a twitchy little fucker.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, just a fucking, looks like he's a tweaker.
He probably was at one point, or maybe still, he is again.
Still, he was on drugs.
I saw him.
He is again?
I don't know if he is again, but he was.
I think he's on juice or HGH. You should see him in the movie. He's all shredded.
I saw him on Letterman. He
looks like Rick Rude.
Twitchy little fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see him on the new Jay Leno show?
No.
Nobody did.
Do you have any opinion about that? Or?
I think it was.
We're going to spend the next 30 seconds on that. We're not going to give that any more airtime than the BMW discussion.
It was very bizarre.
It was all set up.
I just think it's a big masturbation session when it's a TV discussion about TV that benefits TV shows. I just think it's, I don't really give a shit.
Either one of you want my job and give me $45 million, I'm more than happy.
Okay. Maybe we'll get a collection together.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but what are you going to do? What else was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something.
I don't know. Would you like to talk about that car?
No, I did have I did want to ask you something, but I don't know what the hell it was. So you got anything else?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Do you want to talk about the CARD Act that goes into place February 22nd?
The what?
The CARD Act.
What the fuck is a CARD Act?
If you have a credit card,
the CARD Act. Well, he's talking about cars, and then you say something that sounds like car. I don't know what the hell you... So the CARD Act goes into effect when?
February 22nd.
Awesome. And then what happens? You guys are out of business?
Well, right, probably.
What happens? Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Your buddy. The half-breed fella in the White House I was going to ask you about. So what? Why don't you tell us how the CARD Act will affect you? Rahm Emanuel?
Yeah.
It's just changes. I mean, you can't give a credit card to anybody under 21. Without them demonstrating the ability to pay, or you have to have a guarantor, and the guarantor has to be over 21.
How do they demonstrate an ability to pay?
Like, they have to have a steady job, have it for so long, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that, as the consumers were asking for theft, they got put into place. I don't know if they understood what they were asking for. I understand that rates are high and all that good stuff, but
But
it is somebody lending out money, and you have the rights to dictate what you want. If you don't want the money, don't take it.
Well, yeah, there's a point in there.
So,
well, it's the arbitrary. We're going to raise your rates now for no good reason other than
Bob. We took a look at your credit report.
Yeah, you didn't fucking look at mine.
So when we get into your buddy, I read an article in something the other day about how the Obamas still haven't chosen a church, and how that's a big deal.
Really?
And then, you know, after 30 seconds, I felt dumber for even having clicked on the damn thing.
To whom is this a big deal?
A majority of Americans who apparently
a majority?
I don't know. Is it? It's probably a majority of voters.
Or is
maybe
it,
not a majority of Americans, but a majority of voters.
Really? I need him to have a church. It's important.
Yeah. Because you want him to be better than
you. Yeah, I don't care.
Neither do I. And
he's a busy man.
It had outlined that he'd only been to church like 3 times since he took office. And I'm like, why is this even news? Busy.
You know, I've been to church 0 times since he took office.
How many times have you been to church in your life?
Oh, when I was a little kid, I had to go.
Oh, your parents were active?
Not my dad.
Your mom?
Yeah.
And what were you guys, Lutherans?
Methodist.
Methodist in Ohio, huh?
Yeah.
Is that odd, or is that
average?
I thought Methodist was more of a Southern thing.
Nah, you know, it's not the... They were very calm. There was none of the church shenanigans going on in this.
Well, the Lotz parents actually belong to a very progressive Methodist church in Texas. So, yeah, I guess they're fairly progressive. But you're not going back.
No.
Absolutely not. How about you? You've been to church a few times. How was that?
No.
Yeah, you have.
When?
Because I've heard about it.
Oh, Christmas Eve and
Yeah. Spread
like that. That's
were those Catholic churches, Christian? What were they?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't.
What, did you sleep through it?
No, but I wouldn't
didn't
know
pay
one
attention.
For the other. I don't know. So.
Was there catechism and taking the palm or whatever it's called?
Eating the wafer and drinking the grape
diddling
juice?
Of the Christ child.
Did you have the wafer? Was the wafer there?
No, I don't.
So it wasn't Catholic then.
I don't need no flesh and blood there.
Yeah.
So are you happy with the job he's doing? What do you think? Did you watch the State of the Union?
It's all stalled.
It is.
Yeah, I did watch the State of the Union.
What'd you think?
Yeah, okay. You know what I really did like, though, whenever he met with the GOP folks.
And he held them to the fire.
And they were questioning him. And he was answering appropriately. That I thought that went well.
I thought that was pretty good, too. Did you see that?
They're trying to bullshit him like they bullshit everybody else.
Yeah.
Is that part of the State of the Union?
No, it was after he met with like a conservative group. It was like a caucus or something like that.
Yeah, a retreat or something, and they're fucking questioning him and like they would. The questions were so loaded, you know. It was just fucking funny, his reaction to that.
No.
So are you still confident he can get the job done?
You know, I have hope. You know, what do you do?
Yeah. How about you?
I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. We've got a very screwed up country right now, and you know what? People sitting in those rooms aren't trying to do anything to fix it.
No, that's true.
You got one side saying, we think this way, the other side thinking another one, and nobody coming together on it. So
one side says we think this way, the other side saying no.
Right.
It makes no difference. It's no.
Yeah. It's pretty much a mess.
But I do understand that J.D. Hayworth is going to oppose
John McCain,
which is funny.
J.D. Hayworth, who lost his own seat in Tempe.
Yes.
And didn't he do something to help lose that?
Yeah, he did nothing. He's
useless. No, he actually got, there was an issue.
Oh, he had a problem?
Yeah.
He did?
There was a...
We both still have cable.
Yeah, we fucking Amish cocksucker.
Yeah, but you see, I filter out all the bullshit that you guys put up with. I don't have to think of any of it. None of it.
I just don't listen to the loath. That's my bullshit filter.
Do you watch the Fox News?
No.
No, not Fox.
Have you seen Sarah Palin on there?
No.
I guess they had her on there opining after the State of the Union, and I just, even the knowledge that happened, it just gave me shivers.
She's just a fucking ornament. That's it.
She's dumb.
She's a fucking retard.
She's dumb. I guess she... No,
even her retard is probably as smart as she is.
Oh. Gunner or Bishop or whatever his name is. What's his name?
I don't know. Trigger?
Hyman? What's his name?
Trigger.
Trigger. Gunner. What's his name?
The
retarded one she had.
Toady.
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 I call him Bishop.
Gunner. That's not even funny.
What? Oh, that's Boomer Esiason's kid who's retarded.
Yeah. No, he's not retarded.
What is he?
Illness.
What is it?
I don't remember. All those 83. All those.
Give me something for fucking Bishop, would you?
Bastard.
You know what? My Sarah Palin, they had a random name generator.
Yes.
And I punched in my name, and the result that came out was. Rifle Panzer Palin would have been my Palin
rifle
name.
Yeah.
Rifle Panzer.
Why don't you go to Urban Dictionary and look up your name and then post that in your Facebook.
Yeah, from what I've heard from everybody, it's a good definition though.
It's what of your name?
No, of everybody else who's done that.
No. Go in and look up. I looked up my name and then I looked up Laura's or Madison, whatever we were calling her, I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyhow,
Beulah.
Morgan.
And I'm reading all these things, and it's like, you know, a great woman, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And then I read, like, another definition, another one. And then the third definition is, like, the coolest person in the world, and all this, written by Laura Duh. And I was like, okay, if anybody can input this crap in here, then why do I need to bother with it? So
it has to actually go through a an approval process.
Then that approval day was bad, so.
Because I've had a couple of denials.
There's 14 different definitions for each name, and it's like,
yeah, and then you vote on each one.
Scott is the coolest person. That was my definition.
Did you send that in?
No.
Did they accept it?
Yes. Okay. Somebody sent it in and accepted it.
That sounds like a colossal fucking waste of time.
It is.
As much as it is true, I could not post that.
Yeah. So you'll be voting for Palin then? Do we think she's going to run? Do we honestly think she's going to run?
She keeps herself relevant.
What do you run on, though? You fucking quit your job for no reason.
She fucking quits dinner. I don't know. She's got nothing.
What were you going to say?
He went off. He quit dinner. I didn't know.
I'm still waiting for what the name of that kid is. Trigger.
Trigger.
Trigger. You sure it's Trigger?
No, it's not Trigger.
Toadstool.
I don't know what it is. Trig.
It's Trig.
Well,
I
it
think.
Is Trigger.
I think it's Trig.
they call him Trig for Trig. Short.
Trig.
And it's not trigonometry. It's
Trigger. It's named after Lone Ranger's horse.
Yeah. Roy Rogers.
That was Silver.
Oh, is that Trigger?
That was Silver.
What was
Silver.
Silver. Oh.
Okay. Hi-ho, Silver away.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Hantos was Scout.
No, that's what I just said.
What is she talking about?
What's his, what, who's, Roy Rogers was
yes.
Trigger?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's Gene Autry's horse? Did he have a horse?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He was gay.
Was he?
I don't know.
I don't think he was. I'm you know, pretty... he owned the Anaheim Angels. And then he died. And then they won the World Series. It was a big thing.
There you go.
Nobody gave a shit. I think we're probably done.
I don't
How are the Flyers doing?
Would you like to talk about the car before we go?
How are the Flyers
What's
doing?
Your parting? What you are your parting about words about the car? You're on the spot now.
Yeah, I don't have any parting
okay.
words.
Nothing.
No.
What are your parting words about the car?
Why didn't we do Saints or Colts? Who are you picking?
I don't care. I'm not watching the game.
Bob, take a pick.
I don't give a shit either.
Dude, you guys suck.
Oh, you know, there's this lady, this awkward woman at work, and I happened to be leaving the kitchen as she was coming in, and I said hello to her, and she said, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Tell me the Saints, because they're a huge underdog. And I said, oh, okay, what's the spread? And then she proceeded to tell me, I don't know. So then how do you know they're a huge underdog if you don't know the spread?
She's repeating what she heard someone else
Well,
say.
She's very socially awkward, too, so there's that going for it.
Yeah, she's trying to pick you up.
Yeah.
Ask her to the bathroom. Yeah. See how that goes.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Not the one that Bob visits, either.
Yeah, I'll carry my pants out and ask her to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think
loaded.
That's probably going to do it for today.
You're loaded.
Is
pants.
It not?
Yeah. Hey, did you ever rent the documentary on Joseph Campbell? Have you done that yet?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm not interested in that. What?
Drag race is on the 20th.
Oh, yeah, you going to that?
Oh, yeah.
Very excited?
Yeah,
Firebird?
Very excited, yeah.
And
so was the car owner.
You know what I got out of? You know what I think I got out of because you're going to that?
What?
That we haven't talked about in months? The Renfest.
Renaissance Festival?
Yeah.
Really?
You should go.
That's good. We don't need to go then.
No.
Renaissance Festival? Yeah, you should go.
No. Because he was supposed to go with us, and now it sounds like he's forgotten, so that's
we'll
good.
We'll go with you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Good. Good.
We'll go with you, man.
It's good. No, I don't want to go.
We'll get you in a jester's hat.
He'll wear his tights.
I don't want to go. And I don't want a turkey leg. Those things are so gross.
Yeah, they really
the
are.
The fucking tendons.
Because the vasculature in there is really large. You
yes.
Know, but yeah, it's really not.
I got to imagine it's like eating a baby's leg.
Oh, it's yeah, absolutely.
Jesus. But you said you wanted to go, and now you're probably not going to be able to.
Scottish,
so.
What is that, the Scottish egg or something with the sausage with the egg inside?
Yeah, Scotch egg. Yeah, it's gross. Really
out.
Gross.
Your animal's on the loose again.
So that's going to do it for us. I appreciate Scott weighing in. I appreciate Bob weighing in. I appreciate the Loth weighing in. I appreciate the car weighing in. And thank you for 48. Be nice to dogs.
Chimpanzee. Pans, 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 chimpanzee. Pans, pans. Chimpanzee. Chimpanzee.